Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
:27 on this Tuesday morning, waiting for Francine. A new advisory comes out at 10 o'clock, probably a little bit before that. We'll have it for you on the 10 o'clock news at WWL. Matt Jewell joins us now, our friend, president of St. Charles Parish. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Man, if it wasn't, it'd be something else, huh?
Yeah, it's always got to be something,
yeah,
for sure.
It does. Tell me what your concerns are as you watch Francine and what the National Weather Service is saying as you look at the different modeling and wait for that advisory at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, obviously we're keeping a close eye on the modeling here, and as a storm tends to wobble as it gets on shore, that can put us a lot closer to some of these hurricane impacts. Right now, we know we're going to get sustained tropical storm force winds. We know that we're going to get probably some training rain on top of us, and that always causes concern, especially when we're getting rain at a high rate. So it's, you know, for us, it's important to make sure all of our pump stations are running, that our residents are helping us by checking their catch basins, by checking their ditches. If they live along a canal, getting a peek in that canal as well, just making sure they don't see anything that's going to cause an issue. We want them, if they do see something, to give us a call at our EOC, which is 985-783-5050. We'll dispatch Public Works out there to handle that situation. We do have sandbag stations open at the East and West Bank Bridge Park. And we've closed our sector gates at the Sellers Canal as well as the Parity Canal, and our boat launch is going to close later today around 4 o'clock p.m.
What parts of the parish are your bigger concerns, Matt? Is it a coastal flooding thing? Is it outside levee protection? Is it? And I'm trying to keep every parish straight, but it's your parish, so you can straighten me out on this. How much of St. Charles is vulnerable to storm surge?
We have very little. We have a very small number of people who live outside of hurricane levee protection, and obviously we're going to keep a close eye on them. We've added a very significant amount of storm surge protection since Hurricane Ida, in some vulnerable areas and areas that saw some of that overtopping during Hurricane Ida. So we feel like we're better protected than we've ever been. But we're going to be keeping an eye on the storm surge and the tides and whatnot. Right now, the modeling that we're seeing for storm surge isn't indicating that we're going to have a large storm surge. So while we're keeping an eye on that, we're also keeping an eye on those areas of the parish, you know, that tend to get the road flooding, that tend to get potential house flooding, and just making sure that everything is tidied and buckled up in those areas.
Is there a storm that this one reminds you of?
I'm not sure. It's probably close to maybe Delta. Mm-hmm. That came through. I'm trying to remember that track exactly, but you know, we take each one at a time. We, you know, obviously we'll look back historically and see what impacts storms on similar tracks have done to the parish to help us prepare. But each storm is different, and you just got to prepare like you're going to get hit dead on.
Power outages, what are you hearing from Energy?
Energy has made contact with us. They were in our EOC meeting that we had yesterday, and they said that they are prepared for the storm. I guess they're staging assets, but we are going to be still expecting to have some power outages and potentially for an extended period of time, just depending on the winds that we get from this event.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that as we wait for the new advisory to come out, look at the modeling. What is it that most concerns you right now?
You know, right now the rain is what most concerns me, and that's why, again, we're having our public works crews go around the parish checking those watersheds. We have all of our pump stations up and running. So we feel like we're good there. We've just completed some great projects that are going to help get water out of our watersheds a lot faster, improve our pumping capacity. So I feel like we're in a good spot. We're going to keep an eye on it. And if it's safe for our employees to go out and address issues, they will be out there addressing issues. Obviously, if we're under, tropical storm force winds, we have to bring our crews in and keep them safe as well. But, you know, otherwise we're just asking residents to pick up those loose items around their homes, anything that could end up in the storm system or the drainage system. You know, we're not going to have trash collection tomorrow. So anybody who has a Wednesday trash collection day, we're asking them to bring that trash can in and store it. And just prepare for this storm like everybody else.
Schools
are going to be closed tomorrow and Thursday, and government buildings are going to be closed for sure tomorrow and most likely Thursday, depending on the power situation.
And do you guys have any shelters open? Or
we are working on a shelter of last resort. We're going to put some information out on that a little bit later this evening. But you know that'll be open for residents who are in substandard homes or trailers who don't feel safe in the shelter that they're currently in.
So the worst possible case, as it stands now for St. Charles Parish, would be a jog to the east intensification.
Yeah, it's really if it jogs to the east and you get into that wind field, that hurricane force wind field. Now the wind field on this storm right now is pretty compact as far as the hurricane force winds. But you know, it's obviously a concern that the more it jogs east, the more those wind speeds go up, the higher those gusts, and then, you know, obviously the more potential for wind related damage to homes and structures in the parish. So, you know, obviously we want that westward jog. We don't want an eastward jog, but we're preparing for it either way.
So the big takeaway, I guess, is make sure you got a couple of the stuff you need in your home. Be ready for power outage, maybe 24 hours or more, I'm guessing here, Matt, and generator usage. Man, read the instructions. Be safe with what you're doing there and be considerate of your neighbor.
Yeah, let's use some common sense when we're using generators. Don't run them indoors. Keep them far away from your house while you're running them. If you have elderly parents or elderly neighbors, we want you to check on them, make sure that they have everything they need. If you have prescriptions that you need, make sure to go to the store and get your prescriptions and have everything that you need in case that store isn't open and, you know, that you don't have power. So, you know, we just ask everybody to do the neighborly thing, check on one another, prepare for the storm, help everybody out.
I appreciate your time. You know where we are, Matt. You got anything for us? Give us a call. We'll put you right on.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. As we wait and watch Francine, a new advisory coming out a little bit before 10 o'clock. We'll have it for you as soon as it happens. 9:34, 26 till 10. Time for traffic, WWL.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.